Paul Belke is with us right now. How did you get involved in Dancing with Paws?
It's funny because I'm not even a dancer to begin with, but last fall, Linda from the Marathon County Humane Society gave me a call and asked me if I wanted to be a part of a fundraiser. And then after she had asked me, I found out that it was a dancing event. And not only was it a dancing event, but I had to learn how to dance. And of course, I've never danced in my entire life. And, you know, actually, the first couple of calls they called me, I said, I don't know if I can do that. I don't know if I'm interested. But then I thought about it, and it was for a local humane society here in Marathon County. And I said, you know what? Okay, I'll do it. And that's when I found out I had to take 5.5 months of dance lessons.
With the lessons, did you discover you actually liked it when you were apprehensive at first?
Well, yeah, by the time I caught my breath, I realized this was actually going to be work. But, you know, it's actually rewarding. Another reason why I did it was because of my grandma, whom passed away about 1.5 years ago. Her and I would always watch Dancing with the Stars together, and I thought this would be a great opportunity to perhaps do a dance for her, which I'm going to do. I'm doing a hustle, and I'm going to be doing a waltz for my grandmother. So not only for the Humane Society, but as well for my grandmother.
Now, those of us here at the radio station know that you have a significant other that is watching from a distance. What does she think of all this?
Yeah, well, you know, I've tried to actually take her around the kitchen a few times and get her to dance with me, but she's not giving in. So I think she's in for a treat because I don't even think she knows I have moves like John Travolta when this thing comes up here on April 13th. But I think she's in for a treat, and everybody else that comes to the event, I think they're going to be surprised by what we have on tap for them.
I've heard that dancing is a lot of exercise as well. Are you in better shape now?
You know, I lost 4 pounds in the last 2 weeks, so they really must be doing something right over there at the Get Out and Dance studio in Weston. A big prop, too, to my dance teacher, Heather. She's been struggling with me here for the past 5 months, teaching me these moves, and I feel bad for her because I tend to twist her around a little quicker than I think I should. But
let's talk about the event, and what can you tell us about tickets and location?
Tickets on sale right now for $25. That will get you into the dance.
Tickets. Meep, meep. Of course, you're going to win, right?
It's funny. There's 4 girls and there's 2 guys, so I got a better chance at winning the Mirrorball Trophy, but I would be surprised if I didn't end up in a cast by the end of the night, so we'll see what happens.
Anything you want to add today?
I'm no Donald Driver.